Holly Connor has just finished fourth grade at her Puget Sound Area Elementary School. She's one of North America's fastest readers and writers in that age group when it comes to Braille. Tomorrow, Holly Connor will compete with 12 other finalists in the third and fourth grade division at the National Braille Challenge in Los Angeles. We wanted to know how you get fast at something like that, and we wanted to learn a little bit of Braille, so we invited Holly into the studio. One other thing that you should know about Holly, she has autism, and she started reading and writing in Braille quite early.
Well, I read Braille at preschool, and I write Braille also in preschool.
So were you 3, 4?
Yeah.
That seems pretty young, doesn't it?
Yeah, seems pretty young.
You've brought your Brailler there. Can you write something on it for me? Show me how to write?
I want to write my name.
You're going to write your name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
That was nice. Well, you actually have two Brailers, and I'm going to walk around the table and pick up the second one because I'd like you to show me how to write something in Braille. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay.
Oh, whoa, I need the handle. This is heavy.
Oh, thank you.
Wait, do you have to carry this Brailler around? This thing is heavy.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are 9 keys on this Brailler, right?
Yeah.
So where would I start if I want to write K-U-O-W?
Okay, we need two capitals.
Two capitals. Which one is the capital?
The 8th key. And then the K is 1, 3. Wait, together?
Together. Okay.
And U is together 1, 3, 6. And O is together 1, 3, 5. And W is together 2, 4, 5, 6.
2, 4, 5, 6.
Wow.
Okay, if I roll this out, you can tell me how I did, right?
I think so.
All right, here's, whoa, this is a big paper. Here's my page.
And now it's K-U-O-W. Thank you.
Did I get it right?
I got it right, so.
You got it right, and I just followed your instructions.
Yeah.
All right, well, you're much faster than me. How did you get to be so fast at Braille? Did you have to practice a lot?
Yeah.
But I understand from your mom that this is something that you were naturally good at.
Yeah, I'm good at Brailing and reading, too.
I'm talking to Holly Connor, and not only is she good at Brailing and reading, this weekend she's heading to the National Braille Challenge, which is in Los Angeles.
Oh, but I won 3rd place in the whole nation.
That's pretty cool. At this challenge, they're going to test you in 4 areas, reading, spelling, proofreading, and speed and accuracy. What are you best at? Which thing are you best at?
Ooh, it's the spelling test.
You're the best at spelling?
Yeah.
What part of this competition are you most worried about?
I'm most worried about, like, I'm not worried about anything.
You're not worried about anything?
Yeah.
Do you think that you're going to win this?
Yeah. I'm going to win that. Okay.
Holly, I understand that you have autism. Do you think that makes you better at reading and writing Braille?
Yes.
Really?
Really.
Holly, you told me you were 3rd in the nation. What happens if you are 1st in the nation in the Braille Challenge? What will you do?
I really want to get a prize, like a Braille note.
Like a what?
A Braille note. It's it's like a computer, but it teaches Braille.
Oh, well, that would be great. Is that what you might get if you win?
1st place.
1st place.
Yeah.
So if you win, what do you imagine you might do? Might you jump up and down?
Well, jumping up and down is fun.
Yeah, so you might jump up and down.
And say, yay, I won!
Well, we hope Holly does win. She competes at the National Braille Challenge in Los Angeles this weekend.